Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Hi, I'm Roy Holly. Welcome to our show. Max, tell us why an artist is doing this radio show in the first place.
Hi, Roy. It's good to be here. I'm here with my beautiful wife, Sherry, and you know, we're doing this show because God's given us a story. And
what a story that is,
and
Max.
What a story it's turned out to be. And God says to be his witness. Jesus says to shout it from the rooftops. And so this is our rooftop. And we just want to tell everybody how great our God is and that he's still alive and working miracles in today's world. And we have hundreds, by the grace of God, even thousands of stories of miracles that God's worked in our lives and during our lifetime. And that's why we're doing this show, is to let others know he's still doing the stuff, and if you need it, he'll hear your prayers.
Well, every week we have a miracle of the week that we talk about, but this miracle of the week is really, really special. Talk about that.
Yeah, let me just use this bit of time. 14 years ago, Sherry and I went to a church in Austin, Texas, to hear a guest speaker, Dr. Mahesh Chavda, and it was at a church called Cathedral of Praise in Austin. And we had heard that the Holy Spirit was really moving powerfully at this church. We were very hungry for God. And one of our friends, Margie Osborne, said, "You got to come and hear this Dr. Mahesh Chavda and come meet Bill Hart and Sue Hart, the pastors of the church." And it was at that service 14 years ago, now almost to the day, on December the 9th, 2001, that we were in the church, and a prophetic word was spoken over us there by this Dr. Chavda, and that resulted that in the garden. That was the seed. That was the fire that God put out, the call that began this vision journey that we've been on for 14 years, Roy. And so it's a miracle that we're still here 14 years later, but this vision has now literally come to pass.
Well, why don't you introduce the guests? Let's talk a little bit about who we have here.
Yeah, guess who we have here. We have the people that 14 years ago started this fire that hadn't gone out yet. And it's Dr. Bill and Sue Hart from Cathedral of Praise in Austin, Texas. And Sue's over here. Her wave to the radio people, Sue. Okay, Sue is waving to everybody. And Bill is right here to my right, and he's just an incredible man of God. They've they got a really remarkable church. He has all the degrees and all the stuff that you got to have, you know, to be a good preacher. And he's got a history like all of us, and we're going to talk about that. But the uniqueness of his church in Austin, Texas, is that the Holy Spirit does incredible things there, and it happens every single week, and the church is witness. And so it's my privilege to have this mighty man of God and his beautiful wife here with us to do this show with us today.
Bill and Sue, welcome to the show.
Boy, it's great to be here. I tell you, it's been a long time coming to be here at Kerrville.
I tell you, I've heard about you since I've been involved with the Cross, and you were kind of like somebody out there that I knew that was part of this great story, along with some of the people that put the money together to make it happen in the very beginning, those miracles. And I heard, and when I found out that it didn't dawn on me until just a few days ago that you were the man where Max was at when all this came about. You were at his, your church. So that's when I started getting really excited, because you were at a place and location and time that created this whole thing, allowed it to happen. So that has got to be a really good experience for you when you, I understand you went up there today or have just gone to the cross and seen it. And I'd be really interesting for you to share that experience for us for the first time on radio to what
well,
it's like
it's
for you
kinda
to
like,
be there.
I think kind of like a father that sees his baby birthed and didn't realize how awesome that was going to be. Even though we're just a small part of the vision of the cross, because it was just our house that the word came to Max, and it's really what he did to carry the vision forth. But when we went there today, we were just like actually blown away by we were so impressed by the excellence of the garden and how it was put together, and the cross was just phenomenal. But most important was the impression of the Holy Spirit.
That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah. You're familiar with the Holy Spirit because you have him at your church all the time. So you know what that feeling's like. And I know what that feeling's like because he comes into my life all the time and I can feel it. What was your experience when you first caught sight of that cross and you walked up there and started walking down that pathway?
Well, it was an ever-increasing glory. When I first saw the cross from a distance, I was just like tingling all over. And the closer we got going through to the scriptures, to the different the fisher of men, and the Christ the coming King, and the Christ washing the feet, and the gospel of the whole kingdom, going up to the cross then was incredible, because it was like the presence of God. I literally felt like I had to kind of pull myself back, because who knows, maybe I would have been caught up at that point, because the presence was so strong under the cross.
Well, I'm sure you and Max and everybody else that had conceived this 14 years ago were hoping for that effect, but having you come there and share that with us and say you got it, Max, I would think that'd make you feel good, because you already know, and I already know it's the real thing, but to have this man come and say it's the real deal, that would make you feel good.
Oh, you bet. No, it's an honor to have him here today, and I even told him I wanted them to go up there, and I didn't want to be there at first. I wanted to let them experience God by themselves, because I didn't want to mess it up, you know. And that's a lot of times what people do in this world. They mess up what God's trying to do. And I wanted Bill and Sue just to experience the presence of God and the power of God up there by themselves. And that's what they did this morning.
It's been 14 years. Was it worth the wait?
It was. And, you know, I hate to say it's been that long, but, you know, really I think it's in the divine will of God that it happened now, because maybe if I would seen it before, something would have been lacking. But today it was like a completion of the vision.
And it was a pretty day.
Beautiful day.
You got lucky. It was a beautiful day.
We could have come yesterday, you know. Today just
I'll tell you, I've been up there in all kinds of weather when it's freezing and beautiful day. And you know what? It doesn't make any difference. It's still beautiful to me.
The glory of God is the glory of God.
It's the glory of God, isn't it? Well, of all the things you saw today, what impressed you the most? We've got art, music, views, scripture, the path. What was the most important thing?
Well, that's a loaded question, because everything was impressive.
Hey, I don't write the scripts. Yeah. Your friend next to you does.
The cross, of course, is impressive. It blows people away. But I guess I'm more impressed by the Christ washing the feet of Peter. That really symbolizes to me the whole...
That says it all, doesn't it?
It does, because...
What the message of Christ was about, right, is humbleness and being able to... Here is Jesus Christ washing the feet of somebody.
Right. That's the separation of Christianity from all the religions of the world. First of all, our Christ is alive. He's risen from the dead. But second of all, there's no other representation on the earth of the humility that Christ gave more than washing the feet of the disciples and show us how to do the same thing to one another.
Is this garden a literal fulfillment of Bible scripture?
I believe so. You know, I don't think it says in the Bible there's going to be this garden, but I think it's part of the plan of God to reveal His glory to the earth, because He's going to reveal it on the mountains. He's going to set it up high so people can see it, His glory revealed. And I think this is part of that fulfillment. It's part of the end time destiny of God to bring the glory of God to the earth, that all folks may see the presence of the Lord shining from a hillside.
Max?
Yeah. No, I mean, I've said from the beginning with our boards that after we got set on fire over there at Cathedral of Praise Church and got that call, that if indeed this was part of the end times predictions of the last days, if this was a type of last days tabernacle, people would get saved, people would get healed, people would get filled with the Holy Spirit, people would get miracles and signs and wonders would happen. And I told the board before we did anything, before we even had the land, that if this really is of God, those things will happen one day when this is built. And those things are happening. So we don't know if this is the last days tabernacle, but it certainly is a type. And it fulfills the scriptures. And Jesus said, test the fruit and the root to see if this is from Him. And so it's happening. And whatever it is, it's God.
Hundreds of thousands of people have visited the garden already. Bill, why do you think that is?
Well, I think we're living in a time where God is drawing people by His Spirit to be one with one another, and breaking down the divisions that we've known in the body of Christ is so important. And the garden is part of that. It's bringing people together from all denominations and groups, sects and clans, where they can see that God is really not a denomination. He's not a group. God is a spirit. And when people come to the garden, they feel the Spirit of the Lord. And it literally dissolves those denominational barriers that people have had between each other.
Which was something that impressed me in the very beginning when I first heard about it. I was really pleased that they didn't make it into a church where it would set up a certain denomination and to the exclusion of others. Right. Because I think, for my personally, is that it opened up for a lot of people to want to support it and help it because it wasn't a particular denomination. Because you know how people are in denominations. They say, well, right, it's not mine, so I don't want to help it. Well, it shouldn't be that way, but that's the way life is.
Right.
So I think it's great. We've had several events up there, which you're going to have to come to in some of the future ones. And when all these people are there and you've got 1,000 people, Max, it's very powerful, isn't it? When you get all those people up there and all those believers and the music's going.
Yeah, I had a Catholic man that came up and he said, are you the artist? And I said, well, yes, sir, I am. He said, something happened to me in that cross. And I said, really? He said, yeah, my whole life's changed. I prayed those prayers. And he said, I went back and I told my Catholic church and all my Catholic friends, and they said, but is it Catholic? And he says, is this Catholic? And I said, well, yes, actually it's Catholic Jesus, Baptist Jesus, Pentecostal Jesus, Church of Christ Jesus, Lutheran Jesus, is Jesus. And he said, oh, good. Because he had
to report back to somebody.
And they weren't sure. But that's kind of where we are. And it's the unity of Christ and the body is what God wants to do. And that garden is a great place for people to find God without going through a bunch of religion.
And we also had the Jewish faith represented at our delegation.
Yeah. A Messianic Jewish rabbi, the Rosh Hashanah.
So, Bill, we have all kinds there.
That's what it's going to be, all kinds.
Yeah. The garden, let me ask you a question, Bill. Is this garden park a sign of end of times, the last days? What do you think?
For sure it has to be. And we're seeing this happen over and over. And, you know, the church isn't a church with four walls. It's the Spirit of God moving upon the earth. And it's important what we believe, but it's more important that we walk together in the Spirit. And that's where God's bringing people together, is in the Spirit. And this garden, this cross, is a perfect way for people to at least identify in part in their life that this is more than just a church. It's the kingdom of God.
And I think that's good, because one of the things that I see the cross leading the way on is dropping those barriers and saying there are no barriers here. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit is here. And the Holy Spirit has been what it's been all about all along. It should men have put up these barriers and kept people apart from each other. So this is changing things. And because we're getting to where we're getting, we're not going to have any choice but to be everybody become one and help each other, because things are going to get tough. And that cross can become a cross, and other crosses like it can become symbols of that unity of where we need to be.
Right. It's time for the family to quit squabbling.
Yeah.
You know, we're the brothers and the sisters, and we're the kids. We need to quit throwing stones at each other and come together in unity and love and forgiveness.
Max, why don't we do this? Why don't we let you guys talk a little bit and have some closing comments? Bill, and then Max, you close out.
Well, what a great honor it is to be here with Max and Sherry and you, Roy, and the vision of this place and what God's doing here. It's just something that I know is just has phenomenal future, what God's going to do. It's just going to keep increasing. It's going to be an ever-increasing glory on the cross and the garden that God's put forth here in Kerrville.
And I'm grateful for churches like Cathedral of Praise in Austin, Texas, that allow the gifts of the Holy Spirit to operate. And most churches, a lot of them don't do that, and you're missing so much. And see, this garden would have never probably happened if God had not drawn us to Cathedral of Praise and Bill had not invited Dr. Mahesh Chavda and he had not spoken that word. That birthed something in our spirit, which is our destiny. And now for 14 years, that word spoken through that gift at that church has made the difference in our lives and literally thousands of other lives that have come to the garden in Kerrville.
If people are listening right now, Max, and we always do this towards the end of the show, how can they get in contact if they want to make a donation or if they want to find out more information about the cross?
The fastest way is just go to the website, www.thecrossatkerrville.org, thecrossatkerrville.org, or their main flagship website, which is www.thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Bill and Sue Hart, thanks for being with us this week. Here's Sherry Griner with this week's Vistra Comments.
Hi, it's great to be back with you again this week. We have some more great comments, and we really appreciate it when you send yours in. We hope to read all of them that come in, and so you may hear yours one week. This is fantastic. God is coming through with everything needed to finish this project. This was sent in by David Broussard, Dallas, Texas. And the next one came in from Cheryl Grundy, Kerrville, Texas, and she sent it in on Facebook. Awesome place, holy ground. Visit and be blessed. And let's see, the next one is from Colonel Bill Lewis. He is a volunteer at the Cross in Kerrville. And let's see, Bill says, things are really moving along in a rapid pace. Prayers are being answered. Most everyone that visits the cross becomes a prayer partner. Every penny spent on the mountain comes from a donor who loves the Lord and believes the cross and garden will lead many, many lonely and lost into eternal relationship with the Lord. Our visitors rejoice in the opportunity to pray for the finished product on God's mountain. And this is a short one. She says, just amazing. And it was Renee Walker from Facebook. Deborah Hall from Kerrville wrote in, and she said, I was up at the cross yesterday with my mom and dad and sister, and it was exciting to see what was going on, and to know that I've been part of it. What a blessing. I pray continually for the progress of the cross garden and the people God is drawing. Another short one from Jo Ferguson, and she says, thank you for this beautiful holy place. And Deborah Fry wrote in and said, wow, that video is awesome, and the giant orb around the cross, wow. You are surrounded by His glory. You are hidden in Christ. His favor surrounds you as a shield of angels around the cross protecting it. Amen. Next is from Carol Coates. Every day, another God-given wonder seems to come to light. This is an incredible unfolding we are seeing. He is glorious and wonderful and awesome, and I thank Him that I can be part of the garden so I can see His hand moving. You really inspire with such a magnificent work for the Lord. We truly love what you're doing on the mountaintop. This is Jack and Anna Sheffield in San Antonio. And that's all. I'm not able to finish this week's, but I will see you next week. Bye.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's YORANCH.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt
to donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.